forget about it.
WPFP, translator W276 DJ at 103.1 FM Park Falls, Wisconsin. Broadcasting from an old rickety shack on the shores of the Flambeau River. This is Jack FM.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Lawmakers demanding to know why it took so long to notify Congress and the White House about Secretary of Defense Lloyd Austin's hospitalization. We could find out more today. President Biden on the road again. He will hold a campaign event at the Mother Emanuel AME Church in Charleston, South Carolina. That church, the site of a 2015 mass shooting that left 9 black churchgoers dead. Biden insisting his possible November rival Donald Trump is a threat to democracy and glorifies rather than condemns political violence. A key component of that Alaska Airlines flight that lost its door mid-flight on Friday has been found in a Portland, Oregon backyard.
The door plug that flew off an Alaska Airlines flight in midair, now found after a 3-day search. The NTSB locating it in the backyard of a Portland school teacher. The discovery coming as authorities reveal no data can be pulled from the cockpit voice recorder because it was completely overwritten.
That's ABC's Gio Benitez. The NTSB still investigating. This is ABC News. Speaking publicly for the first time since being found guilty of assaulting his ex-girlfriend, actor Jonathan Majors tells ABC News in an exclusive interview that he takes responsibility for not ending the relationship before that night.
If I'm man enough or brave enough to say I want to see somebody else or I'm done now, I'm not in that car.
Prosecutors say he hit his ex, breaking her finger and twisting her arm. Pressed by ABC's Lindsay Davis about taking responsibility for her injuries.
But none of her injuries.
I can't say that. None of her injuries.
Majors faces sentencing in less than a month. Launching overnight, the first American moon lander since 1972, taking flight from Cape Canaveral on the first launch ever using the United Launch Alliance's Vulcan rocket. The mission, part of the ramp up to sending people back to the moon. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
7 News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Much of Wisconsin will be under a winter storm watch tomorrow. The heaviest snow is expected in the south and east from the Illinois border up to Door County. Places like Milwaukee and Madison might get as much as 11 inches of snow. Green Bay could get a foot. Forecasters say it'll be windy, too. The need for blood donations never dips, even though donations typically go down this time of year.
Usually due to holiday seasons and the start of the new year and winter weather, it makes for a challenging time to collect.
The Red Cross's Diane Wright says that's why January is National Blood Donor Month. One blood donor helps two people who may have cancer, been in an accident, or needs emergency surgery. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
Packers are going to the playoffs. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Green Bay Packers held on to beat the Chicago Bears at Lambeau Field. The final score, 17-9. Up next, the wild card playoffs. Sunday in Dallas against the Cowboys. Kickoff at 3:30. Not a lot of touchdowns, but a lot of offensive production. Jordan Love passing for over 300 yards and 2 TDs. Running back Aaron Jones rushed for 111 yards. I asked him, how at age 29 is he playing so well? Is it the offensive line, the play calling, or his experience?
I
I think it's a little bit of all. You know, like you said, the experience, you've seen certain looks, like you kind of know what to expect when they're shifted certain ways or play calling does come into effect, and then just communication.
The Bears had to settle for just 3 field goals. The Packers defense sacking Bears quarterback Justin Fields 5 times. Linebacker Preston Smith.
Man, all the interior guys were getting a lot of sacks, and man, it was getting after the quarterback. We didn't let him get comfortable back there. We came together as a team. We played pretty great on defense.
With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
You gotta keep them separated.
Playing what we want.
You
Hello, Jack. I'm about to lose service, but before we get disconnected, I just wanted to tell you.
Everything comes at a price, like this stuff on Jack FM.
This year, wouldn't it be great to stop dealing with thin, brittle, shedding hair and instead have the thick, healthy, gorgeous hair you've always wanted? Well, now you can by using Hair Volume from New Nordic. Hair Volume is the all-natural solution trusted by millions of women around the world to say goodbye to thin, brittle, shedding hair. Look for Hair Volume at your local Walgreens and CVS or online at Amazon.com or NewNordicUSA.com. Go to New, NordicUSA.com, Amazon, or ask for Hair Volume at your local Walgreens or CVS.
You took the first step and quit smoking, but even former smokers may still be at risk for lung cancer. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know about a new low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early. It takes only 60 seconds and could save your life. You took the first step, now take the next. Visit SaveByTheScan.org for a simple quiz to see if you're eligible and talk to your doctor about screening. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC, Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Here's your 103.1 Jack FM weatherology forecast. For today, we'll have mostly cloudy skies with a chance for some late-day flurries, high temperatures in the upper 20s. Winds turn to the southeast, 5 to 10. Up to a half inch of some snowfall then for tonight, a low of 24. Another 1 to 2 inches of snow on Tuesday, high of 31. North winds at 10 to 15. Wednesday, a lingering chance for some flurries there, a high of 27. Chance for snow back in the forecast both Thursday and into your Friday. Thursday reaching a high of 24. And for Friday, highs in the low 20s. That's your latest forecast from the Weatherology Weather Center. I'm meteorologist Michael Carroll. Currently 22.
This bunch of songs on Jag FM was tougher to put together than our IKEA bookshelf. Isn't it time for another week off? 866-930-JACK.
Yeah. As long as we could.
Oh,
This is 103.1 Jack FM.
1, 2, 3,
Thank God for mom and dad for sticking to me.
Are you prone to reverse psychology? Then don't call 866-930-JACK.
Like Jag FM just got bingo.
Jim Gaffigan here with some more straight talk. Let's take a moment to appreciate our sweet children, loving grandparents, and eternal soulmates. Now let's use them to save money on wireless. Because with the Straight Talk Silver plan, you get 4 lines for just $25 a month with unlimited data and no contracts. So add those human pawns, loved ones, and save money. Thanks, kids. You're finally worth it. Straight Talk Wireless, available at Walmart.
Get 4 lines on Silver Unlimited for $25 per line per month, plus taxes and fees. For data management practices and additional terms, visit straighttalk.com.
Nothing slows my little girl down, except a stuffy nose.
Mommy.
That's why I use Sinex Children Saline from Vicks. Sinex instantly clears mucus in everyday stuffy little noses with a gentle, ultra-fine mist designed for kids. Just Sinex? Breathe. Her stuffy nose is gone for now. And so is she.
Sinex Children Saline. Sinex? Breathe. Use as directed. Keep out of reach of children.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitowish Waters.
Here's your 103.1 Jack FM weatherology forecast. For today, we'll have mostly cloudy skies with a chance for some late-day flurries, high temperatures in the upper 20s. Winds turn to the southeast 5 to 10. Up to a half inch of some snowfall then for tonight, a low of 24. Another 1 to 2 inches of snow on Tuesday, a high of 31. North winds at 10 to 15. Wednesday, a lingering chance for some flurries there, a high of 27. Chance for snow back in the forecast both Thursday and into your Friday. Thursday reaching a high of 24. And for Friday, highs in the low 20s. That's your latest forecast from the Weatherology Weather Center. I'm meteorologist Michael Carroll. Right now, 23 degrees.
Today's Titletown Report is brought to you by Jack's Corner Bar in Park Falls.
From historic Titletown to our town, Park Falls, Wisconsin, Jack's Corner Bar, located on Cedar Street, serves up a Super Bowl of delicious daily specials, including deep-fried chicken every day of the week. Enjoy burger and fries Thursday, Friday fish fry with salad bar. Saturday, look forward to pork and dumplings. Saturday night, get set for a tasty prime rib with salad bar at Jack's Corner Bar, located in our town, Park Falls, Wisconsin, where strangers become friends and good times roll.
From Wisconsin Radio Network Sports, this is the Titletown Report. Now, with the latest from Lambeau, here's Bill Scott.
The youngest team in the NFL was supposed to be in a rebuilding year, but those young players wouldn't hear of it. Packers beat the Bears for the 10th straight time, 17-9 in a win, and you're in game. After a winless October, the Packers were 2-5, but Matt LaFleur's team hung in there.
There were so many moments throughout the course of the year that left me optimistic that we could fight through this thing, and it was just a matter of time. I think there is a learning curve when you have, and it's never an excuse when you have young players, it is what it is, but the more they play, typically, the better you get.
Three straight wins to win the regular season, and Aaron Jones played a big role in all three, surpassing 100 rushing yards each time, capping it with 111 on 22 carries yesterday. And Dontavian Wicks, 6 catches, 61 yards, and 2 touchdowns.
I didn't ask to be thrown in the streets with nowhere to go. I didn't think I'd survive. But I did ask for help, and Covenant House was there for me.
1 in 10 young adults will experience a form of homelessness this year. For these kids who didn't ask to be put in this unthinkable situation, Covenant House is there.
Covenant House helped me break the cycle of homelessness in my family. They gave me the love that I needed.
Over 2,000 young people will sleep safely in a Covenant House bed tonight. When youth who are experiencing homelessness have a hot meal, a safe place to sleep, medical care, and love, they can overcome heartbreaking challenges and have a brighter future.
They just really genuinely just wanted to help me succeed, and I'm succeeding. I'm a speaker, I'm an author. Covenant House really helped me and really helped mold me into the woman I am today.
If you or someone you love is asking for help, go to safeplacetosleep.org today.
Quarterback Jordan Love finished the regular season with 32 touchdown passes, second only to Dak Prescott. He completed a whopping 84% of his passes yesterday, 27 of 32 for 316 yards. His first year as the starter in Green Bay, and he's in the playoffs.
It means everything. You know, this is the opportunity that we work for. And, you know, obviously coming into it, this was a huge game for us. Our last couple games have really been playoff games. We've had to win those. So just with our back against the wall, I'm just proud of this team.
Packers head to Dallas for the wild card playoffs on Sunday. I'll have more from Titletown tomorrow on the Wisconsin Radio Network.
103.1.
Hey, Jack FM. Why don't you try calling me for once and leaving a message? I'm tired of this being a one-sided relationship.
Is this the real life? Is this just fantasy? Caught in a landslide. No escape from reality. Open your eyes, look up to the skies and see.
I'm just a cool boy, I need no sympathy.
Because I'm easy come, easy go, little high, little low.
Any way the wind blows
doesn't really matter.
Gun against his head, pulled my trigger now. bush, will you do the fandango?
Thunderbolts and lightning, very, very frightening me.
Galileo, Galileo,
Galileo Figaro.
Magnifico!
I'm just a poor boy and nobody loves me.
He's just a poor boy from a poor family. Spare him his life from this monstrosity.
Easy come, easy go, will you let me go?
Bismillah, no! You go.
Let him go!
Bismillah, we will not let you go.
Let him go!
Bismillah, we will not let you go.
Let me go!
We'll not let you go.
Never.
We'll not let you go.
Let me go! Oh, mamma mia, mamma mia!
Mamma mia, let me go! Beelzebub has a devil put aside for me. For me.
Raising the minimum wage won't affect Jack FM's minimum effort.
And
Egyptian. Walk like an Egyptian.
Thanks for listening to Jack FM, but shouldn't you be getting back to staring at your phone?